Welcome back to Talks with Maria and episode number 90. We are talking with author, speaker, coach, and the owner of Performance Publishing Group, Michelle Prince. We're talking about the seeds of greatness, getting your story out to help others, and listen to the end. She has something free for the audience. Let's begin. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for talking with us today. We are so excited to have you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Maria. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you share with us a little bit about how you got to work with Zig Ziglar? And do you think that was the law of attraction working for you?
Well, I met Zig when I was 18 years old. My parents sent me to one of his conferences as my high school graduation gift, which I was not thrilled about at all. but that really was one of the starting points for just my love for personal development and, you know, everything that I do now. But I loved it so much that I walked up to Zig at the conference and kind of proclaimed that I would be working for him one day, because I just had this feeling I would. And but I was 18 years old, so I literally left that conference, went off to college, spent the next 4.5 years in college, and then it's a long, funny story. I won't go through all of it, but I kind of happened upon the Ziglar Corporation while I was working another sales job, cold called on him, and then immediately, you know, remembered, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to work here. And that's basically how it started. I interviewed, and I ended up working for Zig for about 3.5-4 years early in my career. And then I left to, I quit to go pursue some other things, but, you know, I made my way back to what I've always been passionate about, which is personal development. And now I get to do a lot with Ziglar to keep his legacy alive. So big impact on me.
How did you know that coaching and inspiring others is what you wanted to do long term?
You know, since I was young, I've always loved just helping people to get a different perspective on things, even, you know, girlfriends, friends, just, you know, helping people to see things from a little bit of a different angle. And so that's just been kind of natural. But then as I, you know, as I grew into my career, and when I really wanted to build my own business, I wrote a book, and it just was kind of natural. I love helping people to, you know, get that light bulb moment where they see themselves maybe for the first time. And I see so much value in coaching, because I think most of us need somebody else to see the goodness in us before we can see it. And, you know, so it's an honor, really, to help people to do that.
Now, I want to know more about the seeds of greatness, and how do we cultivate that in our lives?
Well, so seeds of greatness, and where that comes from, is actually one of Zig Ziglar's quotes. And the quote is, man was designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. And when I first heard that quote, I was really, really young, and it just stuck with me. And it resonated that no matter who you are, no matter what you've been through, you know, whatever your backstory is, you still have seeds of greatness. You were born with them. You didn't earn them. It's just kind of who you are. And so I really do believe that when people can see their gifts, their talents, when they see their own seeds of greatness, that's when we can make change. Because usually, once you get a perspective of, wow, you know, I do have a strength to motivate, or I do have a gift of, you know, speaking or coaching or whatever it is, that when you uncover those seeds of greatness, that's when you want to go and share them with other people. And that's how we make an impact. That's how we make a difference.
So in terms of the seeds of greatness, how do we develop the patience for that? Because, you know, when you are cultivating seeds, you're sowing and reaping, but then the reaping time takes time, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. And really, no matter what you're building, you know, whether you're building a business or, you know, ministry or whatever it is, it does take time, but it does start with that first, you know, that clarity, right? So knowing, well, what are my seeds of greatness? Like, who am I, and what are my gifts and my talents? One of the ways to cultivate them is to really look at your, I love helping people to see what they're passionate about, because I firmly believe your passion is going to be closely tied to your purpose. You're not going to have a purpose that you hate. So,
right.
You know, first looking at your passions and what lights you up, what really excites you. And then also, though, looking at your experiences in life, because your experience coupled with the passion is the perfect intersection for, like, you know, who you are and what your seeds are, what your gifts are, and what you can share with the world personally or professionally that could inspire somebody. So that's where it starts. But you're right. There does have to be some patience with anything in life. But I just know when you are creating something or building something that is tied to your passion, tied to your purpose, that the waiting may be tough, but it's well worth it.
Now, in terms of the moms who are raising young kids, how do we implement this thought process of the seeds of greatness starting at a young age?
Gosh, you know, it's so hard. I have two boys. They're teenagers now, but uh-huh. I've always been a working mom, and I do understand the struggle of juggling everything.
Yeah.
I think it's extremely important that moms get alone time. And even if that means, you know, getting in a closet for 15 minutes, whatever you have to do, right? Sometimes that's all you can do, or go to the bathroom. But, you know, just to really just be alone with yourself and ask yourself, you know, what is it I'm really called to do? What is it I'm really good at? What is it that I, you know, what are my strengths as a mom, as, you know, a spouse, you know, as a friend, whatever? But taking some time to yourself, I know it's hard during that season, but I learned for myself. I was a better mom when I took the time for me, and I felt guilty about it at first, but then realized, no, this is what's allowing me to be a more patient mom, a more understanding mom. And so I think that's super important. Even if it's just driving to Walgreens, you know, by yourself, just
yeah.
have some alone time.
Yeah, that little time to carve out for yourself. Yeah. What kind of tips and methods and advice can you suggest for moms, career women, entrepreneurs, any creative women that's listening to the show that can help them out with ending the year successfully, given that we have one more month of 2019, we're concluding the decade. What kind of, you know, things could you share with us where we can put into place starting December 1st?
Well, I love doing this every year, but I agree the start of a decade is extremely important to do it at a bigger, you know, higher level. Is I always like to look backward first, you know, really think about over the last 10 years, or even just the last year, but what really, really worked, you know, what were you proud of? What excited you? What did you implement? What did you learn? Who did you become? You know, and so, because you can't really improve on anything unless you take an honest look backwards to say, okay, where did I maybe not, you know, follow my seeds of greatness or do what I should have been doing, and getting clear on that first. And then I do love goal setting. I've always been goal setting. And in fact, I have a very simple method that I've implemented with my children. And the first time we did this, my oldest son was, I think he was 4 years old. And we've been doing it ever since. And he's 20 now. But every year on New Year's Eve, we do, I give them a little goal sheet. And I keep it simple and just say, okay, write down 5 things that you want to either be, do, or have this year. And that's based on some of Zig's philosophy. Be, do, and have. And what that means is like, who do you want to become this year? Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? How do you want to be with your friends? How do you want your attitude to be? You know, who do you want to be this year? Then the, you know, do is more, okay, what do you want to accomplish this year? Do you want to get straight A's? Do you, you know, my oldest said it was so cute. The first, I think he was around 6 years old. He had just started karate, taekwondo, and one of his goals was to get a certain color belt that year, and so he wrote down, you know, I want to get my blue belt or whatever it was, I forget the color. Anyway, at the end, he did accomplish it, and it didn't take the full year, and I remember him saying to me, like, oh my gosh, Mom, this stuff really, really works. All you have to do is write it down, and it happens.
Oh my God. That's seeds of greatness.
That is, right? And you know what? It would have happened anyway if you didn't write it down, because
right.
he was working toward it. But it was just that aha moment of like, okay, that's what this is about. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, just get, really I think a lot of times, from at least for myself, it's like we think of goals. Oh, I want to be more quote unquote successful, or I want to make more money, or I want to lose weight. But no, make it a little bit more personal. Like, who do you want to show up as? How do you want to interact with people? What do you want to do? And then the last one is, what do you want to have? And I know a lot of people think, well, you shouldn't want to have more money or more cars or whatever. But the truth is, it's okay to want things. I'm a firm believer, the more you have, the more you have to give. So, you know, but getting clarity on, well, what is that for you? What do you want to have more of this next decade? And but first look backward, then you can look forward.
Nice. I really like that. You know, that's one of the biggest things, because we go about the year just, you know, looking at what we don't have and what we're trying to attain, but then we don't really take a look at what we've done, you know, what's working and what's not. So that's impactful. Now, for those listening, where can you be reached, and what kind of promotions do you have for this month?
Well, we're doing a couple things. One of the things I love to do is I help people to figure out their story. And now I do have a publishing company, so I like helping people to get their story in a book. But really, your story is something that you can use in so many different ways. So this is how you build a platform. This is how you impact more people. So we do an event called Bookbound twice a year. And in January, we do Bookbound by the Sea. And we're going to be hosting it in Clearwater Beach, Florida, at the end of January. And so our promotion in this month is for every ticket that you buy, you buy yourself a ticket, you get a free guest ticket. So you can share that experience with your best friend, with your spouse, with your, you know, one of your kids, because everybody has a story. So and every story matters. So that's one of the things that we're doing.
So in Bookbound, what are we doing there?
So Bookbound is really designed to first figure out, well, what is your story? So we spend a lot of time getting clarity on, you know, who you are, that passion and experience I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. We do an exercise on that. So by the end of the first day, you're not only clear on who you are, what your story is, but you've actually mapped out an entire book day one, which is unbelievable, because so many people should come to the event saying they're not even sure they have or they want to write a book. But whether you publish it or not doesn't matter, but because everybody does end up leaving with their story all mapped out.
Wow.
And then it's so awesome.
That's powerful.
Everything you would put into a book, it's in your head. The hardest part is organizing it and just pulling it out of your head and getting it on paper.
Right.
So that's what we do.
Nice.
And then we also just teach you, okay, well, what are your options? If you were to self-publish, traditionally publish, what does that look like? And then more importantly, how do you build an author platform? You know, whether you do a podcast like you are doing, or a blog, mm-hmm. or a book, or speaking or coaching or whatever, mm-hmm. how do you build that and monetize that? And so we spent a lot of time talking about that.
That's amazing. And it sounds like it's very structured. What is that, like a 2-day event, three?
It's a 3-day event. Okay. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We end at 3 on Sunday. And it's a lot of fun. It's just we don't do this as a huge event, because we want it to be more interactive and more like a workshop. So we mm-hmm. limit the size to only 50 people. But the community that it creates, and it's just it's a great group of people that attend. We have a lot of alumni that come back to go through it again.
Okay, and how about the power of authority?
So the power of authority, I am very passionate about. It's actually the title of my latest book, and it's actually a play on words. You know, you can't spell authority without author.
clever.
The book is all about how can you get more revenue, more respect, and more results by writing a book, by authoring a book. And so it's really geared more toward people that are either in business, they want to start a business. But how do you really just claim your authority? You know, people will believe in you to the exact degree you believe in yourself.
That's
so when
true.
You put yourself out there, right? When you put yourself out there in a book, instantly people see you differently. You could do that today. You don't even have to have a book, but a book just makes it easier to really put yourself out there as somebody who is an authority, and we're all the authority of our own story.
That's beautiful. Now, are you doing a promotion for that?
We are, actually. So the book is on Amazon right now. It's $19.99. But we're giving it away for free, completely free. A paperback version, we're mailing it to you. All we ask is you pay shipping, but we'll buy the book for you. Totally free. We're not doing it forever. So go get your free copy now. It's, you can just go to the powerofauthority.com and just fill in your info where to ship it.
That's awesome. Well, that's really exciting to be able to do that. Thank you so much. Now for those listening who want to reach you directly, where can you be reached at?
Well, either, through our website, which is michelleprince.com. But I'm also really active on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the other social sites. So find me there, message me if I can help in any way.
Now, do you coaching at all?
I do. I don't do as much as I used to. I do more group coaching now, but I also do consulting, Dave. So we get a lot of people that come to Texas. I'm based in Texas. So you come to my office and we spend either a half day or a full day together. And those are for people that are really ready to write a book. They want to map out their story. We do it all in a couple hours and then put together the roadmap of what they're going to do to publish it, bring it to life. And so those kinds of days I do still, but or group coaching.
Yeah, that sounds really intimate. Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. Is there any other final things that you'd like to share before we conclude the call?
I would just say for anyone listening, no matter what season of life you're in, if you have small kids at home, if you're, an empty nester, is just know that you were created, for greatness. We have those seeds of greatness. We all have something within us that is extraordinary. And the sooner we find our passion, our purpose, and then share those gifts, seeds, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. That's when life gets really fun. And so I would just leave that advice that you have a story. It matters. When you share it is when you will begin to see the ripple effect of how you can make a difference.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's been truly rewarding. And this is probably one of my most favorite shows to record on here. And I know my audience probably feel the same way. And then I'm going to go ahead and recap all of those other links that you just wrote into the show as well so that the audience can easily just click on it. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Absolutely. Thank you, Maria.
If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to share, comment, and like. For collaboration requests, send me a message at maria@talkswithmaria.com.